Okay, let's try again. I call the Legislative Administration Committee will come to order. Will the secretary please take the roll?
Chair Rickey.
Here.
Vice Chair Cuff. Vice Chair Dunwell.
Here.
Representative Abbott.
Here.
Representative Burgley. Representative Dohm.
Here.
Representative Galt.
Here.
Representative Hamilton.
Excused.
Representative Lenz.
Here.
Representative Noland.
Here.
Representative Perry.
Here.
Representative Pearson.
Here.
Representative Weber.
Here.
Representative Zolnikoff.
Excused. We have a quorum, right?
Yes.
We're good. So we have no bills to hear today. We just have two executive actions. So we'll open executive action on House Bill 90. Is there a motion on House Bill 90?
Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill 90.
Do pass. Thank you. Is there any discussion? Heard the motion and there's no discussion. So all in favor? Aye.
Aye. Aye. I'm waving.
I'm sorry. Excuse me, Alan. Mr. Doan. Yes.
Are we back on discussion?
We're back on discussion.
I guess I really don't like this bill. During my first interim committee meeting, we had a couple members that never attended, or one member that never attended at all but got to meet it, vote at every meeting, and one member that only attended the very last meeting but had to vote on every meeting. So in the last interim, I made a motion to segregate the proxy votes away from the rest of the rules, and we didn't allow proxies, and we had remarkable attendance to that interim committee meeting. So I am very much opposed to House Bill 90.
Further discussion? Is there further discussion?
I will, Mr.
Yes.
Chair, you know, I will echo what Representative Doan said, that I think folks should make the efforts to get to committee meetings, and there are some typically who somehow have trouble doing it, and I don't think we should encourage it by starting to take on proxy votes and having people vote when they've not been a part of the consideration process.
Yes. Yes, Representative Dunwell.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate what my colleagues have said. I just want to remind people that people do get sick and bedridden, speaking personally last week. Thank you.
Yes. Any more discussion? Yes. Representative Pearson.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to clarify. Right now, each committee has their own option to allow proxy votes or not, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Then I'm, you know, with all due respect to my colleague, Representative Bennett, I think we should just leave it up to each committee, depending on their own turnout, and let the chairmen decide from that.
Representative Hamilton.
Mr. Chair, I'd just like to remind everyone that the sponsor had said that Section 55212 deals with absences, and in that section apparently says if you miss two meetings, that member is considered resigned. So I think there is there's some teeth in another section that prevents this from getting out of hand. And so I'm finding myself in favor of this.
Any further discussion?
Question.
Question. Sarah, let's do a roll call vote, please.
Vice Chair Cuff?
No.
Vice Chair Dunwell?
Yes.
Representative Abbott?
Yes.
Representative Berkley?
No, by proxy.
Representative Dohm?
No.
Representative Galt?
No.
Representative Hamilton?
Yes.
Representative Lentz?
No.
Representative Noland?
No.
Representative Perry?
No.
Representative Pearson?
No.
Representative Weber?
No.
Representative Zolnikoff?
No.
Chair Rickey?
No.
3 yes, 11 no.
Okay. So that closes executive action on House Bill 90. So now we will open executive action on House Bill 100. Is there a motion? Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill 100 do pass.
Okay. It's been moved that House Bill 100 do pass. Is there discussion? Anyone? Yes, Jim. I mean, Representative Abbott, sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It takes some getting used to. Mr. Chair, members, this seems like a good bill and a necessary bill to me. You know, as we see objections to administrative rules and agencies, I think it's really important that we have a clear process that we all understand and that our staff understands when they're executing the poll. So I know that we may have some disagreements on some details based on our discussion during the hearing, but, you know, I hope that we can move this out just to have a clear process on these objections.
Further discussion, anyone? Yes, Representative Zolnikoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also am for this type of legislation. I do want the concern I brought up in the hearing, though, fixed, that it's not an absolute majority of the membership, but just the majority of the at least a quorum or the majority of the vote be counted. I think that is significant in this legislation.
But is it in the legislation?
No.
Require amendment.
Okay, but that was...
I don't think I'm right.
Yeah, this mic's weird. Yeah.
Not in the title.
Oh. Mr. Chairman, oh, that is working better. I am interested if there's support for that type of amendment in the committee. It's not.
Susan, would you help us, please?
Thanks.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I apologize. I don't have the amendment for you today, but it's a very simple amendment. And so I was just encouraging Representative Zolnikoff to find out if there's enough interest in that amendment. I could tell you how it's very simple. If you want to do that right now, I could do that so you could still get through executive action today.
Representative Doan.
Just for clarification, would this become a conceptual amendment then that we're making today?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, yes. Against all advice from everybody, this would be a conceptual amendment.
I guess I'll move it.
Okay, let's do it.
Representative Zolnikoff.
Mr. Chairman, I move conceptual amendment number 000, non-existent yet. This amendment would ideally require a majority, if at least a quorum of ballots is sent back in. Not an absolute majority, just a majority. Is that clear? And I would also appreciate if our legal services, Susan Fox, clarified what I'm trying to say. Thank you.
So, Mr. Chairman, the amendment would read that on page 3, line 16, We would strike an absolute and insert A, so it would read requires a majority of, and then we would insert a quorum of the membership of each house, regardless of the number of ballots, returned ballots.
Discussion on the amendment, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You know, my only concern with this is these objections are about legislative intent and they're for use in court. And so I think that we could have, you know, an objection that states legislative intent with a very small number of legislators voting. It's just a concern. I don't have some really strong opinions on it. But the point of this is, you know, to be used in a court case. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Is there further discussion? Yes.
I guess I wonder if Ms. Fox could explain what the change means, the significance of changing those few words.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I believe an absolute majority of the membership of each house would require 51 from the House and 26 from the Senate. Would be an absolute, regardless of the number of ballots, right? So if you only got 51 ballots, every single one of them from the House would have to be, you know, of the same vote. If you have a majority of a quorum, then the quorum is 51 and of in the House and 26 in the Senate. And so a majority of a quorum then would be, you know, 51% of that. So it'd be 26 in the House at bare minimum and 14 in the Senate. So the quorum is whether you use the 51 number and the 26 number as the absolute majority or as the quorum, it would give you some leeway in the number of ballots returned.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, just to clarify, we just need a majority of a quorum to pass legislation during the legislature. If only 51 members showed up because the Capitol crowd got really bad, we could still vote or not pass legislation with just 51 members. So I'm trying to keep it consistent with what we do right now to literally create these laws. So that's why. Thank you.
Any more discussion?
Question.
Question. So we're voting on Representative Zolikoff's amendment. All in favor, say aye. Opposed, nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. So now.
Then Burgley was aye by proxy.
Thank you. Is there any more discussion on the bill as amended?
Question?
Question. So we're going to vote on House Bill 100 as amended. All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Nay.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
No.
Representative Burgley is aye by proxy.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Nolan.
I move to table House Bill 90.
It's been moved to table House Bill 90. Is there any discussion on that?
No.
Question. Been moved in. All in favor of tabling House Bill 90?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay.
Representative Burgley is aye by proxy.
We do now.
So, thank you, everyone. We got through the executive action. You're only been a few minutes late for your next meeting, so.
Good job. I didn't think you could do it.
I didn't either.
You totally did it.
What?
I didn't think you could do it.
I didn't either.
You totally did it.
What?